Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dr. Greg Poland studies vaccines at the Mayo Clinic. He is gracious enough to squeeze us into his schedule every couple of weeks. Dr. Poland, welcome back.
Squeeze you guys in. I talk to the media all the time. Paul and Jordana, you guys are my favorites, and you are our hometown favorites too.
Thank you, Dr. Poland.
Thank you, Dr. Poland.
you do a great job.
Well, thank you. Hey, I want to start off with a question, and maybe this is self-serving and selfish, but I think other people have the same quandary that I have. My father, who's 90. Is getting his second shot tomorrow. He wants to fly out late spring or summer and meet his great-grandson for the first time. Jordan is now he just turned 1 year old, and we haven't been able to get together. His question is, and I think this applies to many people, is just because he has the vaccine and he has some immunity, could he still bring this in and infect his great-grandson? In other words, how careful do we need to be after being vaccinated, being around especially young people, kids, infants, toddlers? Are they vulnerable?
Yeah, Paul, it is such a practical and pressing question for every one of us. I mean, I have an equal personal interest in this. What we can say at this point, and the problem is it's hard to project looking forward because we don't know what's going to happen with these variants yet. What we can see so far doesn't look good. But if we get enough people vaccinated, it is quite possible by, I think you mentioned the end of the summer, could he travel? That is quite possible. We might still be masking, depending on how many of us have taken the vaccine when it's offered. But, you know, one thing that's very fortunate is that the younger children are not at the same level of risk, certainly not for severe disease or hospitalization. There are rare cases that occur, but nothing like what we see in adults. So it's the risk tends to be more the other way of a school kid, for example, potentially transmitting it to somebody else. An adult transmitting it to a younger, otherwise healthy child, while entails some risk, is a very small risk. And masks can mitigate that.
Okay.
Doc, let's talk about the immunocompromised, because I have gotten mixed sort of a mixed bag of results, even from my doctors. And I know you don't have all of the answers, but there are lots of people like me out there with cancer, even those with asthma, those with other just everyday diseases. The immunocompromised, people like me, once I get a vaccine, of course, I'll still be masking and all of those things. But how much can I rely on that vaccine for folks like me? And do you know when we will all be getting it?
Yeah. Again, a really common question. I get asked a question like that by patients every day. And I wish I could give, a clear cut, black and white kind of answer, and I can't. It really depends on what the immunocompromising condition and any associated treatment would be. But let's say, you mentioned cancer. Somebody who has cancer has gotten treated with chemotherapy are now off chemotherapy or they have distance between dosing, absolutely we would give them the vaccine. We can't always tell what their level of immunity would be, but we see reasonably high levels of immunity depending on the level of immunosuppression. That's true with all vaccines. So the level of immunosuppression is not a contraindication to getting vaccine. We would definitely give it. What we can't always tell is, at this point anyway, the personalized answer of, am I protected? That'll come, but we're not there yet.
Doctor, I'm curious, this Johnson & Johnson vaccine, single dose, Merck is helping to accelerate the manufacture of this. I guess the administration kicking in $100 million so they can retrofit Merck plants to be able to process, turn out this vaccine faster. And President Biden says that every adult, 300 million, whatever, we're all going to have a chance of getting this by the end of May. My question is, there's a lot of back and forth. People tout the numbers because they've heard them in the media. You know, Pfizer and Moderna up around 95%, a little bit less for Johnson & Johnson. But my sense is that it does better with some of the variants, that it may offer broader protection in a single dose that can be kept in a refrigerator. Do you agree that the best vaccine is the first one you can get?
Absolutely, Paul. And, you know, just in full disclosure, I offer consultative advice to all these manufacturers and, in fact, presented the case for the J&J vaccine on Friday to the FDA Federal Committee. So just so that, you know, you have that background. What I like about the J&J vaccine is it's one and done. You get one dose, and 14 to 28 days after that, you've got essentially 100% protection against death, against severe disease and hospitalization, against moderate disease, more like 85%. But even as you said, Paul, when they tested it down in South Africa, where 95% of the virus circulating was the so-called South African variant, 66% protection. You know, that's not 95%. We don't even know what that number is for Moderna and Pfizer at this point because they weren't tested when those variants were circulating.
Okay.
Hey, Doc, let's talk about the fact that we might have a vaccine for everybody by May. But you mentioned even before, you know, you're still having to wear your mask. Let's talk about some sense of normalcy. You know, my kids are talking about going back to summer camp and even childcare workers, which mine are going to be. So they're going to be able to get the vaccine. The kids are going to get it because they're going to be childcare workers. Are we going to still see full-on masks at places like summer camps and youth sports this over the summer?
Yeah, great question. And I really think it depends on what happens with these variants. Let me just give you an example. 4 hours ago, CDC published a report documenting the first two cases of the Brazilian variant in Minnesota from a couple that had traveled, I don't know if it was one or both of them traveled to Brazil, and then the one spread it to the other. So, you know, this is how this happens when we travel, when we don't wear masks, when we can't get, you know, very high numbers of people to get the vaccine. This will go on and on and on. Now, what we are seeing is close to almost 1.5 million doses of vaccine or better a day being given in the U.S. We're probably at about 80 million administered doses so far. So at this pace, I think it is very reasonable that we're going to begin to rationally decrease those measures sometime in the summertime, certainly by fall time when kids are headed back to school. Studies are being done in progressively younger and younger children in terms of the vaccine. So I think we're in good shape. The key is what will happen with these variants and can we get people to take their vaccine? The sooner we do that, the sooner we get back to normalcy.
To that end, and Let's close with this question here. I mean, we could keep you on for all 3 hours, Doctor, but I know you have other things to do. My sense, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm wrong a lot, vaccines don't prevent somebody from getting infected, but they make that infection much less consequential. They enable our bodies to clear the virus more quickly. And I was struck by something a doctor said. He said the turning point doesn't arrive for individuals one by one as soon as they've been vaccinated. The turning point for all of us comes when a significant percentage of the population becomes immune. So just as important as all of us who want to get vaccines, getting in line and doing our part, is it equally important to try to convince friends, family members, colleagues who may be skeptical that they should, in fact, step up for the good of all of us?
Absolutely critical, Paul, and you put it as well as anybody. This is a problem that will be solved by we, not me. And so if we really want to get back to normal, look at countries that have done that. They have masking. They have distancing. And now they're taking the vaccine in very large numbers. They will be free to resume life and move about the country. We need to do that. I think the first part of your question was partially right. There are two aspects to the vaccine. One, let's call it infection blocking. The other, disease blocking. These vaccines do extraordinarily well in disease blocking. They do pretty well with infection blocking. But the fact is that you can get the vaccine, have a normal response, have the virus in your nose, and potentially transmit it to somebody else. Now, real-world evidence suggests that that kind of asymptomatic transmission is decreased by 60-70+% if you've been immunized. It's 0% if you choose not to get the vaccine. And as we said, the really serious critical illness, these vaccines are as close to 100% as you can get.
Wow. Okay.
Dr. Gregory Poland from the Mayo Clinic, vaccine expert. You heard he was just testifying about the J&J vaccine today. Sir, we want to thank you for your time and your very up-to-date expertise. Thanks, Doctor.
Well, thank you. And thanks for the public education that you guys do by asking such good questions and giving time to it. So be safe, think positive, test negative.
That's love good. That. That's good. We'll steal that.
Love that. Think positive,
you,
test negative.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I love that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.